yesterday, we took a little tour of the temporary exhibit at the Hunter Museum of American Art. Today, we return to the same space as Nandini McCrindy, chief curator of the Hunter, describes the work of their feature artist. There are some massive works on display, taking half of the space in the temporary exhibit hall of the Hunter Museum. The artist combines Asian themes, graffiti, and pop culture, and it's laying across 16 feet of wall space. A tiger and dragon seem poised to attack, with giant graffiti-like letters keeping them apart.
This is a painting called Clash of the Titans, referencing the movie that came out in the 80s. It is by Gajin Fujita, who is a Japanese-American artist from Los Angeles. Gajin grew up as a street artist, you know, doing graffiti and tagging places. And then he went to art school and developed his own style, which harkens back to graffiti. So text, the Titans, that's so huge in the painting, is a huge part of his work. And then he's got a reference to East and West, the dragon and the tiger, talking about China and Japan, East LA and West LA, the earthly realm of the tiger versus the more imaginary, fantastical realm of the dragon, New York versus LA rivalries, you know, just all kinds of things that might kind of come into those layers of meaning. And when you get close to the work, you'll see all the tagging of his crew and his friends that forms the background of the piece.
You can definitely see the graffiti element, especially as you said, the tagging of his crews and stuff like that. It looks like it's all beautiful artwork put on top of a wall that may have been hit with graffiti.
He gold leafs all his panels, and then he has his friends come and tag them, and then he gold leafs and paints and stencils over them. And so part of what they have written might be lost, part of it is uncovered. There's a lot going on in each one. On the back of each painting, which obviously you can't see, but when we were installing them, the names of every person who has worked on the front is written on the back.
Now, some of these other works, it's almost like they laid something down and spray painted around it.
These are what he calls drawings. They're actually the stencils he makes to do the paintings. So the little circles and squares and triangles you see on the geisha are where he's held down the piece of paper and then spray painted to make the painting. So these two geisha go with this work. Instead of freehanding the figure, he makes stencils for every little step and then layers them one on top of the other. It's a very complex process. I think he could more easily freehand some of these painted elements, but he chooses instead to take a very labor-intensive route.
The stencil is very much just an object, but the detail that is then painted on the weapon handle and the hair, it's very much detailed. Did he do that, or did he have some of his crew involved?
No, I think the crew only do the tagging that you see, the names and some of the backgrounds, the drips that you might see. I think every other little part is Gajin working away at it.
And there's the interactive that you can hear in the background where they're just grabbing cans of spray paint in this particular part of the picture and getting ready to work on a piece. Does it go through any of the works that are actually here?
It just shows step by step how one of his little pieces are made, so you can extrapolate how a bigger work is made.
Did he contact you, or did you contact him?
I contacted him. I had seen his work for a number of years. I had taught it when I taught at ETC, and the students really responded to it. I thought it was very strong work. And we were lucky that Gajin's was available at a time when we had an opening in our schedule.
And I can see where it would resonate with a younger crowd, mm-hmm. and not just because of the street element. It's almost comic book in some ways.
Yeah, I think he's definitely drawing on pop culture, and he's also drawing on Japanese printmaking traditions. There's a lot of different things that people can look at and enjoy and go, oh, I know what that's referencing, or I know what that's about. And it makes it more universal.
How long will these works be on display?
All three exhibits will be up until June 7th.
In addition to being able to see the work itself, there's a collaboration between the Creative Discovery Museum and some local artists working with youth in the community. The youth program's manager at the Creative Discovery Museum is Randy Justice, and Who did you work with on this?
We had got a grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission to do a series of youth-centered workshops. We had been speaking with Rondell Cryer and Olga DeKline, local artists that work in the Glass Street area, about doing these workshops. And we'd also been talking with Rachel White at the Hunter Museum. We had done some collaborative projects with the Hunter in the past with our youth program. And Rachel was trying to figure out a way to involve the teens in the Fujita exhibit as well. It was just a great sort of serendipitous happening that we all had the idea that Gene Fujita's work is all about conversations. It's all about East and West having a conversation, about the past and the present having a conversation. That fit in well with our concept, which was to have two groups of diverse youth in Chattanooga to have a conversation as well. So the idea of conversation, of using words and images on pieces of art, sort of came together, and Rondell and Olga and Rachel and the volunteer department at the Creative Discovery Museum decided that this would be a great project to be sort of inspired by Fujita and his work.
Now, a lot of Fujita's work, you've got like tagging, you're thinking in terms of graffiti artist,
right,
pretty much, and the stencil work and the details on the stencil. Did you do something along that same style?
We did. Rondell and Olga's conception originally was to have something that was sort of inspired by a wind chime. They got together in groups, and they were groups of teens that didn't necessarily know each other, and they had a discussion. They decided what they had in common, what their interests were. They chose a theme for their image. Then they painted a background, and they each were given a limited color palette, but despite the fact that the color palettes were very similar, each person did something very different with their background imagery. After they chose the background imagery, they chose the theme for their work, and that theme was going to be a word that was going to be spelled out. And so they looked through catalogs of different types of graffiti font styles, and they picked what type of lettering they wanted to use. They created their word with the lettering. Then they made images, which brought together all the ideas that they had shared as a group, and they figured out a way to put those images into a drawing that would be transferred onto the background.
Hannah Miller is with the Museum Apprentice Program, one of the teenagers involved.
We each did a big rectangle square of the wind chime sculpture.
So it's a 3D piece, it's not just a mural.
Correct.
So you took your own chime, as it were, your own piece.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did you personally decide to do?
Our main word was happy, and then we each had some sort of input on what it was, and we had a roller skate and a gymnastics and a suitcase with different stamps on it from different places. So we had Atlanta, Georgia, Alaska, Brazil, and Italy.
So you had travel and motion and activities to say that made you happy?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you work closely with the other groups?
I was able to only come to one meeting, which I was able to help with the piece, and we did work pretty closely. It was a lot of fun.
What's the probably most important thing you took away from this experience?
Probably how to interact with new people that I probably would have never met, because I'm not really an outgoing person to meet a lot of new people. So it was really fun to meet new people and interact with people that I probably will never see again.
The artwork that this collaborative effort generated is now on display at the Creative Discovery Museum. It opened up on Sunday and is now available for everyone to see. How does it feel to have your artwork in a museum?
It's fun and exhilarating. And I actually saw it this morning. I was like, hey, that's really cool.
How old are you, by the way?
15.
So that's probably close to the age of most of the groups.
Pretty close, yeah. There are anywhere from 13 up to, I think, some 16-year-olds.
That is pretty impressive for that young to be exhibited in a legitimate museum, just not in, like the refrigerator at your house. That's a very big step. Now, in addition to making something that is really unique, what did you think about Fujitsu's work?
I think it's really cool how it has different types of culture, like the Japanese culture and then graffiti and LA culture.
Coming up on the 14th of May, you'll have an opportunity to meet this artist. How do you feel about that?
I think it's interesting because it doesn't seem like someone who's a big artist should come and see our work. It's honored to have him come see what we did.
Does this inspire you to continue to create?
Yeah, I've always liked art and stuff and drawing and creating new things, so I think I will.
Another thing that Hannah did, we had a preliminary meeting where we created the template for how we were going to collaborate. And Hannah's involved with our media lab, where she did the documentation. She videoed the first meeting. She was videoing some of the second meeting as well. The teens are putting together a video of the entire process from the opening conceptual meetings up through the workshop itself to show how the individual pieces were created and also the installation. It's been a great experience for us to see how these teens could conceptualize and come up with these fully fleshed, fully formed ideas. It just looks wonderful in the space. And it also was just wonderful to watch Rondell and Olga work with these groups. They kept them busy. They kept them interested. They kept them motivated. We did 2 6-hour workshops in order to complete the pieces. And 12 hours for 14 and 15-year-olds, that's a lot of time. And they did a wonderful job. They've just been so great to work with.
The Hunter Museum of American Art will host artist Gajin Fujita as part of the ArtWise Distinguished Speaker Series on May 14th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. More details can be found online at huntermuseum.org. You can visit the Creative Discovery Museum to view the chimes inspired by Fujita and created as part of the collaboration between the Hunter Museum and the Creative Discovery Museum. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.